Okay, hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number, 429 for the 16th of March, 2026. That's Sierra Del... Alright, it's just you and me, Harold. I don't know what happened to Ray. He disappeared. So, I don't know. Let's wait and see if anybody else shows up here. The SDF web server seems to be under the weather, so I had to find another source for my script. Took me an extra minute or so. Right, it's still just you and me, Harold. I don't know. I guess we'll just wait and see if anybody else shows up.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually got some thunderstorms this afternoon down here, and we need them. We need the rain bad because all of Florida is under drought, and some parts are drier than others. But you can drive around, you see the trees and the grass is all brown because it needs water, and this is usually the time of year when we've gone without rain for so long since last fall that we can tell it's needed. So, yeah, all the way from South Bend down to Indianapolis and Point South. Looks like you're getting weather tonight.
Yeah, East Central Illinois is classified extreme drought. I think that's the right term. They have different adjectives. There's like, you know, bad drought, extreme drought, ultra drought, I'm not sure. But anyway, I think we're one step below the worst. So yeah, we are keeping an eye on the precipitation. And this morning, we did have a little shower. It probably was only a tiny fraction of an inch, maybe a tenth of an inch or so. But anyway, it was kind of nice to hear a little bit of water coming down that will probably be absorbed by the soil rather than just run off into the stream.
Yeah, I guess if too much of it comes, it doesn't do much good because it runs off. So a good long soak, a light to medium soak is what it needs, but it all seems to even out, and it's going to be summer here. I think May or June is when it really lets loose and gets into the daily thunderstorms and all that heavy stuff down here.
Well, there's the old saying about April showers and May flowers, so we'll see if that still holds true up here. Okay, for the benefit of the archive recording, I mean, I make a recording using the Echolink app, and it squeezes out all the silence. So it's 10 minutes into the net, but if you listen to the archive, this is probably only about the second or third minute of the archive. So just to put kind of a line in the timeline there to let the listener know that we've been here over 10 minutes, and there's only two check-ins this week. And as I said, I'll probably hang around for a few minutes more, see if anybody shows up.
Yeah, I'll listen for another couple minutes, and I'll wait for you to call the time. So other than that, I am listening in for RNW.
Yeah, you use the expression call it, and that reminds me of, like, medical TV shows where they've been doing CPR for a long time and somebody says it's time to call it. And then that led to a thought about Star Trek, and there was always the classic line where Bones says to Kirk, "He's dead, Jim." So that's coming up in a couple of minutes, I guess.
Yeah, I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. Yeah, I'm working through all the Star Trek Voyager series now, which comes on one a night. And they had a big Indiana Jones marathon this weekend on AMC. So that's what's happening. I think next weekend they're supposed to have another Indiana Jones marathon. But I like those action movies, and Independence Day is on right now.
Okay. We have VK2DY joining us. Hi, Robert. It's just been me and Harold here for the last 12 minutes or so. I could have swore I heard some weather radio alert tones in the background there. But anyway, we don't have a topic this week. I'm not even sure we can call this a nest this week with only 3 check-ins. Anyway, welcome to the net.
Yes, thank you. This is Robert, VK2DY in Northwestern Sydney. It's currently, 25 degrees Celsius, headed for a high of 30. Looks like another beautiful day here. We've had like 3 or 4 beautiful days here in early autumn, and looks like today's another one of them. Just mowed the lawn because we've had so much rain that we don't ever get a break from the mowed lawn. It just keeps growing. But anyway, it looks nice again. We're talking about Star Trek. I've been following the latest Star Trek, the Star Trek Starfleet Academy, which is on Paramount Plus. They did a 10 episode season. I thought it was well done. I think some of it was awfully silly. But I think in general they did do some good character development, and they did some interesting stories. And it always was going to be a hard thing to tell a story about Starfleet Academy where these kids are just growing up, and I think they did a good job of that. Set in the 32nd century, so long beyond the dates of everybody but Discovery. So it has some interesting things, programmable matter, and what else does it have? Instant transport, you just pop in and pop out wherever you are, and sort of all these little technology things. You control things by a holographic projection in the air, and so you just control them all that way. It's real sort of interesting to see how they're trying to get 32nd century technology, but it'll all be beyond that long before the 32nd century comes here. It's impossible to even imagine the next century, I think. Anyway, that's all I can think of at this point. Oh, let me reset for a second. So I've been playing with a new program called SVX Link, which is basically a program that all SVX servers can be on. SVX is one of the ways you can run a server on, say, Echo Link. Some of the conferences on Echo Link, the GM group is running SVX Limit Link, and I think a number of other ones are as well. Anyway, it's a really nicely designed program. It's just very nicely laid out, very well organized, looks very professional, and been playing with that a little bit. We put up an SVX Link on the Ham Conference just for a test, so we've got that running. But it's a neat little program. It's Android only at the moment. I've got my name in for when the test flight version comes out in iOS, but they haven't yet submitted it to test flight. So when they do, I'd like to try it. I'm going to try it on that. But I have a few Android devices laying around just to play with applications that aren't available for iOS. So I was playing with that. Anyway, thank you so much for taking my check-in. VK2DY, back to me.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us, Robert. But unfortunately, the storm sirens are sounding here where I live, which has kind of distracting me from doing the net. I'm going to leave it running there, so if anybody comes in and joins us, go ahead and converse amongst yourselves, and I will keep an ear peeled. But I need to go and look up the radar and see if I need to do any evacuation or anything like that in my QTH. So anyway, 73, everyone, thanks for joining us.
Okay, Wayne, stay safe up there. Hello to you, Robert. I'm going to bow out here, too. So everybody have a good night and a good week. N4RNW.
Hey, Wayne, sorry about that. I had to drop off. Mom called. I hope the tornado warning thing there passes easily.